I didn't want to announce it before, because I don't like to celebrate my own funeral. But this tonight is my farewell recital in New York. Thank you. I hoped you would protest. But please don't argue with me. You see, I started to sing in public at 1910. And after 41 years of hard work, inattention, and nervous strain, I think I deserve to take it easy and to relax.
I think you know that the Marschallin in Rosenkavalier has always been one of my favorite parts. This Marschallin is a very wise woman. She looks into the mirror and she says it is time. So I, as a singer, look into the mirror and I say it is time. Oh, yes. I have made up my mind. These have been very, very happy years which I have sung for you. And Town Hall has always been a kind of a home to me, a home which now reluctantly and sadly I have to abandon. My managers have been very nice. Everything they did for me was for my good. They have been my friends, and I hope they will remain my friends. And I want especially to express my gratitude to Max Levine, who guided me very wisely and always has shown me a lot of patience and understanding. There are so many I want to say thank you. I cannot name them all. But I want to say thank you to Constance Hope, who since I came to America was at my side with advice and loving friendship. And thank you to Richard Pleasant, who has shown me very much selfless devotion.
I'm proud of you. You don't think I would forget you.
Paul Ulanowski has been the ideal accompanist for me. Understood each other musically in perfect harmony. And always when I sang with him, it was as if the hands of an angel have supported me.
Now don't you get conceited. I only mean you were an angel when you played, otherwise you are not so angelic.
He has a very keen sense of humor, and you can believe me that that is a great asset on concert tours, where many incidents happen, where one gets hysterical and upset. But he smoothed out everything, and here he always made me laugh, and he turned every tragedy into a joke. So really, he's quite a wonderful guy. I hope that my successors who will sing with him in future will be as happy as I have been with him musically and personally. Thank you, Paul. Last not least, I come to you to thank you, my public. And there I am a little at a loss what to say. The colors on my palette are not glowing enough to paint your picture, even if I flatter myself to be definitely a painter. you know, you have always given to me more than I gave to you. Oh yes, I explain what I mean. When I came home after a recital, I had always a feeling of deep dissatisfaction. I know so much better what perfection means. Perfection, which always was a goal for me and never attained. There were always so many limitations, vocal limitations, limitations in my technique, in my expressive power. So I sometimes failed you. But you, as a public, have been perfect. You were kind and understanding. You gave me enthusiasm. You gave me everything. And you gave me your heart. Now, I really think you like me as a person too, don't you? So when I say goodbye to you, I say goodbye not to a public, but it is as if I say goodbye to a very beloved person. And I will cherish the memory as long as I live. You have given me much inspiration. You were the wings on which I soared. And if sometimes it was possible for me to take you with me on my flight into beauty and into a better world, then perhaps I have achieved a fraction of what I wanted to give you.